Every spaceman knows you just gotta have Hostess Twinkies along. Even space girls know it. You get a big delight in every bite. Delicious Hostess cream-filled Twinkies taste out of this world. With luscious, creamy white filling inside, soft golden sponge cake outside. You get a big delight in every bite. Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good taste in Twinkies along, wherever they go. Hostess Twinkies.
Comparing apples and oranges might not get you anywhere, but what about apples and Twinkies? The Pennsylvania Public Interest Research Group, or PennPIRG, has been comparing the effect of farm subsidies on crops produced by American farmers. The Allegheny Front's Megan Zagorski has more.
PennPIRG's most recent report, called Apples to Twinkies, puts federal subsidies of fresh produce and subsidies for junk food side by side. Zachary Monteith, the citizen outreach director for PennPIRG, hosted a visual demonstration of these subsidies at the University of Pittsburgh Community Garden.
In our report, we found that $18.2 billion have gone to taxpayer subsidies for junk food since 1995. That's enough to buy 2.9 billion Twinkies every year, or 21 for every single American taxpayer.
In contrast, Monteith says about $640 million have gone to subsidies for apples in the last 15 years.
Apples are the only fresh fruit or vegetable that gets significant taxpayer subsidies. So that's enough to buy 77 million apples each year on average, roughly half of one apple per taxpayer.
When Monteith says junk food, he means common food additives. Twinkies don't grow on trees, after all. These additives are found in unhealthy processed foods, which have contributed to the nation's obesity crisis. With the Farm Bill currently being reviewed in Congress, Monteith says that now may be the perfect time to reform farm subsidies to make healthier food more affordable. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Megan Zagorski.